Others have said this. Joseph was too old, too ill, maybe damaged, not able to move like maybe a normal person could. It's kind of a funny detail. Not so perfect. Take a look at the Magi and the shepherd. They're not so perfect. They're not so perfect either. Here's the thing. If this script made it to Hollywood, the writers would want to redo it. They'd have to spice it up a little bit. Maybe, well, who would you cast as Joseph? Maybe Ryan Reynolds? Make it look a little bit better. Who would you cast as Mary? Depends on generation. Some may say Scarlett Johansson. Others may say Zendaya. I don't know. How about the shepherds, the Magi, maybe a band, BTW, or maybe U2, I don't know, to make it a little more perfect. Then there's this detail about Christmas. Sorry to burst your bubble tonight, but I'm going to get to the real point of all this. If Christmas is perfect and about perfection, why don't we know the date of when this amazing event happened? Pastor, we know the date. It's December 25th. Actually, hate to burst your bubble, but ancient Christmases in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd century alternated from November, kind of rolled into December some years, even went as far as into March. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, Christmas is celebrated on January 6th, and some of those Eastern Orthodox churches celebrate that. That's the date for them, still to this day. The settled date of December 25th wasn't until the 4th century. 400 years after the actual event took place. Now, if it was perfect, don't you think God would hand a calendar over and say, it's this date, December 25th. It's right there. Christmas, my friends, is not about perfection. Far from it. And doesn't that just bring you relief? Oh, it's so exhausting to be perfect. All the hustle, all the bustle, all the proving, all the earning. Isn't it a relief to know it's not about perfection? So what is it about, Christmas? Presents. Oh, Shenard, I love it. Man, there you go. I love it. Every year you come out and, yes. Here's how it's said in the Christian church. The Word became flesh, that's John's gospel. A way to put that would be the incarnation, that's kind of a fancy word. John's gospel, Matthew's gospel, chapter 1, verse 23, I believe, says Emmanuel, which we know means God with us. Presence means, I like the word presence, it means it's earthy, it's I'm there with you, it's a warmth, it's we're connected kind of thing. Okay, in the city of Philomath, there's one place that kind of hits the button for presents, and I'm going to shock some of you here this evening, the Meat and Place Tavern. I've been there, confession time. There's something refreshing about going to the Meat and Place Tavern, and when you go to the Meat and Place Tavern, you don't have to worry about if your hair's out of place and you have to stop and comb it, that sort of thing. Trust me, nobody inside has combed their hair. They're not worried about it. You don't have to worry if your blouse matches your trousers. Nobody inside has really given a thought to that. You don't have to worry about coming up with an amazing story about who you are and what you've accomplished. Everyone there is just simply there to share maybe a connection, a way to relate to another person. Now, I don't know this for sure, but the Meat and Place, their objective was not perfection because they knew when you seek perfection, people don't want to hang out with you. When you have a place where it's authentic and genuine and you just meet people where they're at, that's where people want to be. Where presence is. In the town of Bethlehem, there was no Meat and Place Tavern. I'm not sure about that. Maybe they'll prove me wrong in 20 years with archaeology. I'm pretty sure that won't happen. But if I had to say there's a place that communicated presence, I would have to say it would be a Bethlehem stable and a manger. You don't have to tidy yourself up there. You don't have to keep up with appearances and look better than what you are. You can simply be, and Jesus can be, and you can soak in the Savior. How comforting it is to have presence in your life.